Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn it, now I got to figure out who I'm rooting for in this Chargers
game. I wish
game.
He hadn't
As if
that.
It matters.
I wish he hadn't
As if whoever I want to win is going to – like, you don't think I've been wanting the Texans to win all season long? That doesn't matter for anything. All right, it's a Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you, John Lopez.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday there, Figgy. Thank you. Happy Friday, Fig.
Happy Friday. Now, go ahead, Lopez.
Little quick shout out. A little bit of a surprise yesterday. Got an invite to a sneak peek at the Houston Zoo Lights. Dude, highly recommend. They did a fantastic
job. Sure about that?
Yes.
Highly recommend. Jealous of you right now.
It is so cool. I even set aside my no Christmas until after Thanksgiving rule. To go
look at that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Of course, my granddaughters were there.
So there you go. Those are the stars of the show. There.
All right, now you gotta go to the Nutcracker, the Houston Nutcracker, whatever that is.
Yeah,
Nutcracker Market is what they. Yeah. I basically, after you guys informed me about that, I started asking a lot of people what they knew and what they didn't, and I'm gonna be honest. Started finding some particular lines of demographics under which this divided on, and that's where
not
I believe
it. Not for me.
The people in my direct bubble, not very familiar with the Nutcracker Market. I will say, though.
You got to go, man.
There were people that were interested in going, so I might need to see about going and doing a little bit of a reconnaissance on that thing. But before we get there, we got to get through a Football Friday show. Jump in on it. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And then we always have to appreciate the Mo Karam and Drew Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and then also on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. John Lopez, is this a pivotal game?
Man, that's a great question. Is this a pivotal game? I think, and I'm not talking about winning or losing. Obviously, if you lose, it's pivotal. If you win, it's a great step.
Well, if you lose, is that? Yeah, I guess that is the pivot because you're just like Seth just said.
You're
basically killing the margins that are already very slim. You need to win
Last
the ones that are very
nothing.
Obvious. You're at five and a half point favorites right now on the road. Right, this is one of those ones where our friends in the desert go. Yeah, Texans should probably win this one.
Yeah.
If you don't, I mean, I don't know what you can expect of this team for the rest of the seasons besides not making the playoffs.
But again, I'm confident. Obviously, if you lose, last week is erased and it's pivotal. But I think we all agree that they're going to win. I'm talking about pivotal in other ways. And let's start with the offensive line. Is it pivotal for the offensive line? You know, the way that they finished that game and then came in, and then they come in and just knock, you know, the bleep out of the Tennessee Titans. Would that be pivotal for the season?
If they replicate that? Oh, that'd be absolutely pivotal because, again.
And if they don't, same thing.
We have not seen them have that kind of success.
Right.
Like I said, literally their success rate running the football, we had not seen since week one of 2024 when you played the Colts.
Right.
Like, that was an uncommon offensive line performance. And so if they were to replicate that, that would go so far as to say that they are finding some level of answers offensive line-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to say that's the case. I'm going to be honest. The way I'm looking at it, I'm like, that is a high watermark that I don't think that they continue to hit. So at what level below that are they? And the Titans will tell us that to some degree because, yes, the Titans are bad. However, as we were talking about, they're getting some reinforcements back on the defensive line. It's the one thing I can look at with this Tennessee Titans team and say, there's some interest, there's some intrigue there. That is a side of the, or a portion of their football team that has some level of good to it.
Right.
When you talk about Jeffrey Simmons, when you talk about Tavondre Sweat, when you talk about Arden Key, there are actually some challenges there. So if they do come out and they look solid, okay. Now you're cooking with something. If not, okay. That raises some questions for me, especially because that seems to be necessary for what Nick Haley and D'Amico Ryans have said that they want this team to be, which is a team that runs the football that's tough, physical.
Right.
If they can't do that, then we go, okay, what we saw last week might have been a little bit of a
fluke. We're back on the roller coaster.
It might have been the Jags. It might have just be whatever the roller coaster
exists.
We're
back on the roller coaster. I think it's pivotal for the offensive line. Because even if the Texans win, which we expect them to do, all right, but it's sort of 2.6 yards per carry, you know, and gave up a sack and 8 pressures or whatever it is, I'm not going to feel any better. I'm going to almost erase the performance they had in the fourth quarter, right?
I mean, for
almost.
Yeah. Cause I mean, like,
because they'll be back to like, all right, they won, but you know,
I feel like they had a point, man. We can't really, it's hard for me to style point wins at this point, man.
But
I think
the line, you can,
they got to get over 500, man.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. At this point, even if it's a close game, even if they win by a field goal,
mm-hmm.
I think you just got to rack up these wins and try to get over 500 so you can still be in the hunt.
No, I'm with Figgy 100%, and I know you agree, but what will we be talking about if it's another sort of sloppy offensive line win?
Right. Hey, thank God that you're at 500, right? Yeah. You just need to get wins as you're laying out there, Fig. The thing is, 4 days later, you have the Buffalo Bills, and I don't know how encouraged I would be going into that one.
I mean, this conversation been going on all season, though,
where we think the
offensive line, like, okay, they played an okay game. Mm-hmm. And then the next week is not so okay.
But what if on the heels of the last week's win against the Jaguars, they steamroll these cats with a good defensive line, the strength of the team? Then
a better defensive line.
Well, yeah, but it is the strength of their team. All of a sudden, you'll be saying they're on to something. It'll be pivotal.
Or at least it'll be like, it feels like they're on to something.
It feels like they're on to
something. Where I don't think there's been very many of those instances to this point in the season.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Here's one more for you.
All right.
How pivotal is it for Nick Haley? He was in his bag. You heard Clint Sterner just gushing about
effusive him. Effusive is the word that I would
effusive.
Use.
Effusive. And then all of a sudden we see the same, what are they doing in the red zone? You know, what was that call? Why is this, you know, why is, all due respect, you know, Christian Kirk getting, you know, more snaps than Jalen Noel? I mean, how pivotal is it for Nick Haley?
Yeah, I mean, along the same lines as what I think we ultimately landed on with the offensive line, this could be the thing where we start seeing them establish mm-hmm. a little bit of a track record. Like, just are we seeing mm-hmm. that something is sticking, that you're latching on to something? Because with Nick Haley, it's been somewhat fair to acknowledge this is his first time, and there's been a lot of ups and downs that maybe you could attribute somewhat mm-hmm. to growing pains. Some of this, I think, it's fair to say, he might have been behind the curve on any of this when you hired him straight up, right?
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there right in this moment. The idea is he is here. What has the development been? Could this show you or give you some level of indication that he is finding mm-hmm. a level of groove, not just himself, but with the committee of minds offensively that this team has? Are they finding a level of groove? Are they finding something that could be sustainable? I think that the pivot here is more the scary part than the idea that, okay, they're finding something. Because, again, I don't know how much you will lean into that with mm-hmm. the Tennessee Titans and how decrepit their defense has been. But it looks real bad if you fall off the wagon, so to say, of the progress that seemingly you might have made versus the Jaguars mm-hmm. versus this team. So it could be pivotal, and I think the pivot would be the worst thing possible.
And then there's another couple here for you. What about special teams? We Frank Ross has been given so much grace because they've been so good for so long. We mentioned it with the boys just a minute ago. They've been sliding, and then they were just bad. You know, what if there's another crack? What if they respond? You know, that's why the word pivotal goes either way. You know? What if they respond and get Jalen Noel returning kicks and making some big plays and are tight, you know, in terms of coverage and all that stuff?
Yeah, I guess
mm-hmm.
it feels like, as we've kind of talked about, there's enough of a track record mm-hmm. in unfortunately,
but
the negative direction.
Every season's different.
That's what I'm saying. And unfortunately, this season, there's been enough of a track record in the negative direction where I don't know if just handling it in one game is sufficient. The question marks exist there, mm-hmm. special teams-wise, and I don't know that a good performance here wipes that away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would love to see a good special teams performance happen, if for no other reason than I think it would indicate that They acknowledge it, and Frank Ross said enough is enough, and this stops now, right?
Yeah,
that would feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, This is, and I see you 832 on the text line. Texans really got us a football purgatory. This is going to be one of those ones where I'm just going to exist there and be like, all right, what special teams performance are you getting? Are you still getting Tommy Townsend out kicking coverage? Are you getting guys outside of their lanes allowing big plays? Mm-hmm. Are you doing musical chairs return-wise as well? Are those things that are going to stabilize? I don't know that just this week will give me solace there, but I would like to see the move in the right direction.
All right, now here's an interesting one for me. What about Nick Caserio? Let's say it goes, again, both sides. Let's say there's holes in the offensive line. There, you know, some of these players that and moves that he's made or you know, not looking good. But let's say the Trent Brown comes around, tied, you know, some of these players that obviously Ursary's been trending up. Woody Marks as a draft pick. Is this a pivotal game for Nick Caserio?
I actually don't think this is pivotal at all. I think all the things that we've seen, both positive and negative for Nick Caserio, exist here, right? Mm-hmm. You got to give him his credit for the number of draft picks that they got that look like they are very much useful and instrumental to what you're doing. Woody Marks getting a lion's share of snaps and being capable of handling that, being a fourth round draft pick, that is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Ariante Ursary looking like one of the best rookie tackles that it was taken, and you got him in the second round at 48. That looks phenomenal, right? Higgins being able to add his impact, Noel being as dynamic as he is. Those are important, right? You see the ways in which some of these, and even Trent Brown being able to come in and give you what he gave you on top of what we feel like was the mentorship that he brought,
right?
Understanding some aspects of this system. Those are all positives. The negative still exists, right? The fact that you have the capability of doing all this musical chair stuff is because you did not have the talent that was so clear and so far and away better than the remainder of your replacement level players that you go, these are the five and we know what it is because they give us the best chance.
Right,
because
if the offensive line reverts, if Nick Caley reverts, it's still a bad look for Nick Caserio. But if you know everything starts to kind of click.
I think that those things remain where they are. I don't know that this game changes much of that. I think you have... I do appreciate the willingness to stop and make sure we give Caserio credit on the things that did go well, especially in the midst of us feeling some real anxiety and angst about some of the ways that he handled building this roster going into the season.
Yeah.
But no, I think that this game does not factor in much to that. I don't think this is where the pivot is.
And then finally this one, and I get that it's quote-unquote outside noise, but could it be pivotal for the Davis Mills discussion? He throws for 300.
For the discussion, sure.
Yeah.
For the reality of it, exactly. I don't think so.
Exactly.
And that's,
but that outside noise going to get bigger.
sure. But let them tell it in that building. That outside noise don't hit them. They don't pay it no mind.
Are you guys good?
You know what I mean? So I think that there is, this is kind of the potential rope-a-dope of sorts. Mm-hmm. And because you look at it and you go, backup quarterback in Davis Mills, but playing against the Tennessee Titans, one of the worst teams in all of football, right? I think that is there's some places where you could bat it away. But, yeah, I understand that he has the possibility of having a good game, especially because if you can hold up on the offensive line, that secondary is boo-boo, right? I don't know if I can find a nice way to say it. It's a football Friday. I'm done holding my tongue. Mm-hmm. That secondary is boo-boo over there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He should be able to go and attack them. They run a decent amount of zone. In fact, they run a lot of zone, that Titans team. If he can be diligent and dice them up, Yeah. It'll be one of those things where it could be pivotal to the conversation, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But I think we all understand game, and most importantly, building, they're not going to have that. Now it gets ugly though if the Bills go out and make a showing of a returning CJ Stroud.
Exactly.
That's where it gets ugly. But we all know what game is.
Exactly.
There you go. In the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a football Friday. Rock with us, 713-572-4610. Quick detour here. As the Rockets get their second NBA Cup game tonight, I just kind of want to hit a little bit of something, nothing, or everything Rockets edition. Are these various different topics in the Rockets domain? Something, nothing, or everything. Play along as we do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Football Friday to you. You are indeed in the loop. I see you on the text line. We get a text like this periodically, like once every, I don't know, probably about four or five shows thereabouts. Any update on Joe Mixon? The best I got, like nothing of real magnitude.
The only update I saw was he was at some private event. Chandler Johnson.
Yeah, Chancellor Johnson tweeted that Joe was seen attending a private event with Tank Dell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it looked like he cut his hair. That's the update.
Yep, that's the update.
Make of that what you will, right? Like he's alive. Throwing up the H, yeah. So maybe still invested, you know, going to the barbershop. So, you know, he's not down on it. I feel like when you're really down, you don't go and cut your hair. But when you cut your hair, you feel, you know, you're feeling all right. So he's feeling okay.
Exact opposite.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when people are depressed, they eat, you know, or they get a
you
haircut.
You don't go to the barbershop.
Yeah, you do.
When you depressed?
Look it up. That's what people say. I feel like psychologists say. They go shopping.
Trying to fix it.
Yeah, no, trying to feel
I feel
better.
Like when somebody cut their hair, especially somebody like him who has some long hair, yeah. If you cut your hair, you trying to change
He's
something.
He's trying to feel better, yes. Mm, it's a psychological exercise.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all reckless speculation.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me switch it up a little bit.
He's bummed, man. No,
all
I'm
right.
just kidding.
All right, okay. This has gone way too far. Here we go. Let's go ahead and turn this thing
Prayers
over.
Prayers up.
I feel he going to come back next year. I feel better than I ever did in my career.
The best shape of my life.
Best shape of my life.
Be like, well, it was fun.
He done.
All right, let's get to this. Something, nothing, or everything is what we're going to play here. 713-572-4610. Play along. It's the Rockets edition of this. Mm-hmm. As the Rockets head into a NBA Cup game tonight versus the Portland Trailblazers. 6-5. Denny Avdia has been playing pretty well. It'll be interesting, but I feel like the Rockets should handle it. We can talk more about that later because that's neither here nor there. Something, nothing, or everything, John Lopez. Let's begin with this. I don't know if you saw, Reed Sheppard had a fantastic night on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
And somebody brought it to Reed that Reed talked about this. Apparently, a man talked to Reed in the weight room and said, quote, "If you take one more dribble when you're open, I'm going to punch you in the face." John Lopez, Figgy Fig, listener. Something, nothing, everything.
I think it's everything.
Okay.
I really do.
Why is that?
I've been pining for it. I've been wanting him to be an integral part. I think we've landed on maybe not starting, but integral. And when they tell you something like that, that's not lip service. That's like shoot the damn ball.
Yeah, basketball players, yeah. Man. When they get that and they're like, "Hey, bro, you better shoot it."
Yeah.
To the point of aggression, yeah. I think that I'm with you. I actually think this is everything, and we've seen it. Like Reed Sheppard,
be Steve Kerr, man,
or even worse, Jordan Poole. You see it. You see it right now with Reed that entirely focused on getting his shot up. Right. I think that this is why I'm not necessarily as invested in Reed Sheppard as playmaker, ball handler, point guard per se.
More minutes.
Definitely some more minutes so that he can be out there, but. The willingness to shoot and the marksmanship that he's displaying,
yeah.
I think that it shows with confidence. Confidence is a word that I've used with Reed a lot, and it feels like you have someone like Amen who, mind you, will do it, right? Yeah. Like, this doesn't feel like an empty threat. Amen Thompson, we know.
He might even punch him.
He get a little rough. Even his brother was like, he was a little rough. So the idea that Amen threatened violence for Reed, if he did not, I think that, one, it shows the confidence that this team has, the way that they're building each other up. And you're seeing the dividends. So I'm with you. I think that's everything. Yeah. Fig, anything else that you want to add on it?
Nah, I think so. Hey, don't get punched in the face, bro.
That's right.
That ball touches your hands, you put it up.
Preserve yourself, Reed. Yeah. But no, it's looked really good. You've seen him sidestep to make sure that he gets shots up. He looks really good right now. All right, something, nothing, or everything here. There's been reports, there's been rumors that the Rockets next season will have new jerseys. And I don't think this means... I don't believe that this means they'll just have the City Connect.
No,
some
actual,
city
they're regular.
Rebrand.
They will have some new jerseys. Mm-hmm. Something, nothing, or everything.
It's something.
Okay.
It's not nothing. It's always a topic. It's really sort of a big discussion point for a lot. You know, do you like them? Do you not like them? I like these old ones here. And no, they should have done this or that. No, it's something. I, you know, obviously, you know, we'll wait to see the official, but there's some leaks out there. And I think an homage to the old 90s Rockets might be
a little bit
of a hint in there, yeah.
I'm going to say everything, man.
Everything.
I think everything because, you know, when I think about these current Rockets jerseys, they kind of remind me of the James Harden era, the Daryl Morey era, kind of.
They've moved a little bit away from it. They have like the solid block letters now. Not as much.
It's not a big change, though.
You know what's funny?
It's updated, but
it is updated.
It's updated, but it kind of remind me of that era a little bit. It seemed like they trying to move towards that era, which I think they should, man.
It's always at least something.
Okay.
Uniform discussion.
I'm with you. Yeah. And the thing that is funny is I was thinking about this when I went to, a week and a half ago, the game that I went to was Rockets-Mavs when the Mavs came into town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it. That R logo, I was thinking back to those eras of Harden.
Yeah.
It doesn't really fit with the jersey of what they have now. Not that I'm saying that they need to do a complete rebrand. I don't think that they should do that. But, like, they're really heavy on the block letters now. So I'm interested where they go with it. Do they keep that kind of style or do they kind of change some of the word marks, and then really I think we're all, as a city, it feels like, clamoring for something that harkens back to that ketchup.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And yeah. I think that would be hot.
Yeah, I know. And I think this is just a new team in general, man. Like, I don't think anybody, I think outside of Capella, who just came back this year, I think they do need a new brand, a kind of a rebrand for this one.
All right. So you got something and Figgy with a little bit of everything.
A little bit
in
of
there.
Everything.
All right. How about this one? Because I'll go back to Wednesday once again, because obviously they were off last night. And the 832 actually texting right at the right time, something in that similar vein. They asked, was there anything said about Eason and Adams' scuffle, being Tarmi Eason, Steven Adams? During this game, especially in the third quarter, things that around that time, Tari Eason, some people in the building, people that were watching the game, seemed to notice him having like a little bit of a weird demeanor, seeming like having a little bit of a raised or elevated conversation, on the sideline. At one point, Royal Ivy, and then at points in the game, just kind of maybe posting himself in the corner and maybe not looking engaged or active with what's happening. Of course, he's still knocking down shots. He's still producing, however. There's been some little interesting instances of Tari Eason remind you a player who did not have a deal done before the deadline to make it happen, so he will be a restricted free agent. Is this something? Is this nothing? Is this everything?
It's something. It is always something when, you know, a contract is involved, and then we have to talk about that. I mean, that's definitely part of the factor here. It's a factor here. I'm not going to overdo it, because I think it's something that can be sort of handled and talked about, and, you know, in the meeting rooms, et cetera. But it's not nothing. It's not nothing at all.
It's funny because I found the Wizards being the opponent on that night interesting with it too, because it was the return of Cam Whitmore, and Cam very much you could see having some not similar demeanor things, because I think it was a little bit different, but you could see him, you know, clearly languishing under the circumstance where there just weren't minutes for him, whether it was based off of the way that he played and maybe the a disagreement in that style with what Ime wanted to do or whatever else might have been happening. And I don't think that's quite happening with Tari, because Tari is integral to what they do. He's an important piece off the bench, and he's been playing really well, but it does feel like there's something there. I just don't know to what level of something. It feels like this team has great vibes, and at some point them being together will help ease that. But at the same time, I could also argue it's really early for you to have, you know, little negative, for lack of a better term, little negative things happening like this to where you're kind of butting heads. But
correct.
How much of that is just the nature of of team sports where, you know, you have people in this environment working together and at times they might have disagreements.
Yeah, that last part you just said, I think it's something because of that. I'm not sure if it's because of the whole contract thing, because I feel like Tari is having a really good year right now to the point it's kind of looking a little smart on his part where maybe he could get a little more. I'm not sure. I don't know how long it's going to last, him the way he's playing the season, but I think it's more to the last part Reggie said. That's my
summary. See, I'm there where it you know, that old saying, it's always about the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now maybe there was another flashpoint there, and because we've all been around basketball teams, whether it's a middle school team or an NBA team, we either played in, you know, at some level, and when it comes down to minutes, you know, minutes is what it's all about. You know, playing time, and the minutes translate to dollars. You know, at the NBA level, so I think they are intertwined. I'm not gonna go over the top here because I think it's something that Ime Udoka especially can handle, but it's something.
I think the thing is with him playing really good this season so far, and maybe he want more minutes.
Yeah,
I think that could have an effect. Like, man, this is kind of messing up my money right now.
It's always about the money.
Yeah,
his minutes are right on pace with what they were last season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, he didn't play. He only played 57 games. It was kind of that management, and he has played in all 10 to this point. It's weird because in my head, I don't know that he's like, I need more minutes. It feels like his role is pretty well situated there, and I think that you could, I don't know, that maybe within himself he argues that there's more.
Everybody needs
there.
More minutes.
The thing is, I feel like he's kind of banking on himself a little bit to get a big contract.
I mean, we know how where you played. Sure. Everybody wants more minutes.
I mean, to some degree, but it feels like, especially if he's in on this team, which I believe him to be,
mm-hmm.
that it would make sense that this is the role that you serve and that it's mm-hmm. a very vital one and it's important, but only God knows. We'll see if this continues to be a thing or if this is just like a little blip.
Right.
Again,
I think it'll be handled.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So just something.
Yeah.
Maybe a smaller something, but a something indeed. All right. There you go. A little something, nothing, or everything here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. That was the Rockets edition of that. I might need to bring that back in other facets. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by Andre Johnson. Remember that one time that he beat Courtland Finnegan's ass? That's right, and he did. What are your sports hypocrisies? 713-572-4610. Get involved, and we'll talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the Loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Let's get into the question of the day. What are some of your sports hypocrisies? 713-572-4610. That is the number to text. Inspired by the fact that the Texans will be in Nashville facing off against the Tennessee Titans. And that reminded me of that one time
mm-hmm.
that Andre Johnson, the legend of himself, like the legend that he is, I don't want to say cemented legendary status, but just added another portion to his lore mm-hmm. that one time that he whooped Courtland Finnegan's ass for talking too much.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Love that day. Love that day so much.
Yes.
And that's a
real beef, too. He said he probably wouldn't even speak to him if he saw him day.
Remember he was talking about the drop
day.
That you had?
Yeah.
Like he saw him at a club or something?
Yeah, he said he probably just walked past him.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
That's a real beef.
But I always look at players mm-hmm. that fight in their uniforms, mm-hmm. like especially when the helmet's on. Now, I will give Andre credit. He did try and take that. He took that helmet straight off. But I'm always just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, there was one this past weekend.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing here?
Punched him right in the side of the helmet.
Posting up with the helmet on.
Yeah.
Like, come what on you now. Going to hit?
Exactly.
Andre did it, and I was like, bravo. Just beautiful. You love this. This is art.
Not only is that a sports hypocrisy, because as you mentioned earlier, if anybody else does that, you're like, what are you doing, man? You know, but not only is it hypocrisy, if it happened today, the reaction might be different.
Dude, they would be talking about him being banned from the NFL.
Yes.
Honestly, if it happened today with Andre Johnson, I think you get away with it. I think one of the contexts of that was,
man, I don't know.
Andre, like one of the things that made it very clear that Andre was in the right here is that we know who Andre Johnson is. He not really talking to nobody. Like Andre ain't bothering nobody.
See, I would think that, but I know this is more on a serious note, but when Myles Garrett had his deal with Mason Rudolph.
Mason Rudolph.
That's a really good example.
He did throw the helmet. He did swing the helmet. So I get that part. But this Myles Garrett don't be hurting nobody.
No.
And they wanted him banned from the NFL.
Yeah, that's perfect example. Because Myles Garrett is just universally loved. That's not his character.
A guy that got punched in the face and didn't do anything. Punched in the face in the streets.
Yeah.
And didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and maybe, they wanted him out of the NFL.
So what's your sports hypocrisy where you, it shouldn't be, but it is?
Mine, I love the city of Pittsburgh. I've been there a couple times to the point I thought about moving there. I'm like, I can see myself living here. It's only 3 hours away from Cleveland.
Yeah.
I would never, ever wear black and yellow, let alone root for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And you're not even like, I know you grew up in Cleveland, your people, Browns people. You're not even a Browns fan, but you're just like, I can't.
Yeah, I just hate Pittsburgh, man. Yeah, just
the teams.
Yeah, the teams. I hate black and yellow, man. I don't even like the Wiz Khalifa song, black and yellow. I just can't do it,
the
man.
The city's great. The stadiums are great. The restaurants are great. The airport is one of the best airports in America. But I'm with you. The Pittsburgh teams, I'm just, nah.
Yeah, the crazy thing is they be having some great players that I would take any one of them players outside of Big Ben.
Yeah.
But I would take every one of their players, but just for them playing in Pittsburgh, I'm just like, nah.
Do you have another one?
Well, I wanted to read this one because I also agree with it from the 512. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is my hypocrisy.
And here's the thing.
I love Peyton Manning.
You remember the time period, because it feels like in any sport, you got to have the, you know, who's the greatest? Do you take this guy? Or who's your guy? This guy or that guy?
Mm-hmm.
I was very strongly a Peyton Manning over Tom Brady guy.
I don't know if I was that far, but
I was very strongly on that side.
I was not.
I was very strongly on that side. And he was just out here killing the Texans.
Yeah. The city of Nashville. I mean, it's not even an hour and a half flight, man. You can get to Nashville. You can go to the Opry. You can go to the, you know, all the strip there. I forget what it's called. The water.
What, Broadway? Is that what we're talking about?
Is it Broadway? Yeah, Broadway. It's just a beautiful, awesome city.
I need
music,
to visit there.
Live music, you know, just every. It's an awesome, awesome city. Hate their teams.
Sure. Well, I was like,
hate their teams and their owners.
How many teams do they got?
They got one.
Yeah, I was like, how many teams are they talking
about?
They
got the Predators, don't they?
Yeah, they got the Predators.
Yeah, they do have the Preds. Yeah. They do have the Preds. Yeah. Don't the Preds be out there throwing fish on the ice all the damn time?
Yeah.
What is wrong with them?
Shohei is my modern day Peyton, because I was always so torn when the Texans faced the Colts. Obviously, you want the Texans to win, but I was a Peyton fan. Now, obviously, he's a Dodger, but I'm a big Ohtani fan. Yeah.
All right. How about this from the 832? They say their sports hypocrisy. Loved them some LT, some Lawrence Taylor, and his possibly drug-fueled aggression. Hated Mark Gastineau.
Well, he was a Jet. Oh, just New York in general. I got you.
Okay. Yeah. 281, they said John Stockton would love if they were on my team. Hate him to death. Yeah, I'm sorry. I respect where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Both them Utah cats.
I never like anybody on Utah. The only person, honestly, was Donovan Mitchell. And I'm like, bro, you should not even be there, man.
I don't think he wanted to be. He wants to be.
You should not be there.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like one of the ones that's rough, and you know what, sometimes you just have to lean into that hypocrisy, especially when it deals with your team. I believe very strongly in the idea that nut punchers will never prosper. Like, you just out here kicking people in the junk, right, for no good reason. You shouldn't prosper. I do feel bad for Chris Paul. Like, Chris Paul is a habitual not just nut puncher, but then also, like, he's the tattletale, like, oh, he don't got his jersey tucked in. Like, I should not respect that, except he's one of the greatest point guards that
best,
we've seen.
One of the best there's been.
Is, I don't know how to make that dichotomy shake, but they both exist. 832, they said theirs is liking Dak Prescott but hating the Cowboys. How many of those players?
I'm kind of there. Yeah.
I'll take it a step further, and y'all might throw me out of here for this. I actually have no issue with the team, the Dallas Cowboys team.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue with the fans. It's the fans that make me not like
that's
the team.
That's a whole other substack.
I have no issue with the Dallas Cowboys as a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Jerry Jones and all. Yeah, I can't get there with you. I will say this, and you reminded me of one. The University of Notre Dame. I've been there so many times back in my previous life covering college football, and every time I walked on that campus, I was like, awestruck, and the traditions, you know, and coming from A&M, I can relate, and the actual gold they put in their helmets, and it's just so freaking awesome. And I can't hate that team more. I can't hate that team more.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I mean, obviously, I'm like that with Michigan, University of Michigan, But I have no issue with the city of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I have no issue with the Tigers or the Lions and all that stuff. It's just that team. It's mm-hmm. just Michigan.
What about the fight song?
I don't care
like
about
their fight song.
Nah,
that's one of the greats.
Ooh, that's one of those. I hadn't even thought about it. College football offers some really interesting situations where I know there's teams that I go, eh, and I hear the fight song, and I'm like,
you start tapping your toe.
You got me. You got me, you jerks. On the
Kooks.
YouTube page,
yeah.
On the YouTube page, this is a really good one because I think a lot of people fall in line with this. Hated Brady on the Patriots, loved him on the Bucs.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of people that I can honestly say kept that same energy, right? However, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people for whom that changed. Yeah. Now, I would like to know why that is.
I think it was the Patriots' longevity of success. You know, the length of their success, you just had enough of it. Yeah. Mm.
Is that okay? How much of that is also them Boston sports fans going back
that
to the sports fan?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Honestly,
just the arrogance and all of their damn teams winning something.
I quite enjoy this new iteration of Patriots, especially because Drake May is like, he looks incredible.
You know, that's so bizarre.
We'll talk about this a little bit more with Thursday Night
Football. I'm with you. I'm like, I like this guy. I love Mike Vrabel.
But
the Patriots again?
They were down bad for 4 years, and they're going to try and pretend like they was out down and out for a long time. Y'all had 4 years.
Try 23.
Right.
Try.
Get on my face with this. Ain't nobody worried about this. Yes. And then just the whole title town of it all. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I don't really love that. 713 Kobe. That's a good one.
That is a really good one.
Because I don't think I'm really in a place where I have a hypocrisy there. I just know. Then my take that I believe to be reasoned is never going to be one that I can reason with the people that absolutely love Kobe Bryant, because it's not about reason. It's about the way they feel. It's like, hey, every time y'all want to talk about the greatest of all time and y'all go LeBron, MJ, and then the Kobe fans want to slide him in there. No, he don't deserve to be here.
Yeah,
that's fine. We can talk. I love him. He's a great player. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do that. And of course, that's not going to go over very well.
Not with the Kobe fans.
Oh,
that is a cult.
No, of course.
It is.
There are definitely some cults in here. And then 713, Eugene T.Y. Hilton, someone said.
Yeah.
Which, that one's is, okay, I was about to say, is that in any way worse than Peyton Manning? But there's no way. There's no way that that's worse than Peyton.
No.
Okay. Keep those coming in. 713-572-4610. Your sports hypocrisy. I feel like there's a lot of meat on the bone there if we really dug into the various different ways that those show up. But we got to move it along here on a Football Friday. And no better way to do that than to go around the NFL, where Thursday Night Football, kind of what we expected, and something I find very interesting, a little battle between the NFLPA and the NFL on report cards. We'll talk about that more next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.